section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fastlane happens, WrestleMania heats up, and here comes the money. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. We have a special guest, Doug Hahn. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. So, Wade Barrett is not going to extend his contract. Now, what are your thoughts about this, Doug?
I'm not shocked. I think Wade Barrett needs to go somewhere to kind of just refuel his own little wrestling fire. I guess it would be a way to say it. He could go somewhere else and be the top talent somewhere else instantly. Whereas he just kind of had some bad luck with some injuries in WWE. And then every time it seemed like he'd get a push, then he'd get an injury or something. And then or a visa problem. And then he'd get knocked down to the bottom of the roster again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it is very unfortunate that, you know, as Doug had mentioned with the injury bug, I actually think he would be a tremendous talent in TNA. There's a lot of people where you look at them and you go, oh, they probably could do well in Ring of Honor or this one is a TNA guy. I see him as TNA. He could also go to New Japan Pro Wrestling or go to Europe. And I'm sure the UK has some really, really great wrestling promotions there. But I think that TNA would be a really great place for him to reinvigorate himself, get that like that nice polish that like Christian got, you know, to really make him shine again and really do well there.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, like he's just not happy right now. And you can see that he's not happy because look what he's doing there. And plus, they don't know what to do with him. So they're like, hey, let's throw you in the League of Nations. I mean, they are a happening thing right now. I think the League of Nations is such a great group. I'm being sarcastic, of course. And we were just talking about them actually off air. I mean, is it time just to dump that gimmick?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. The Social Outcasts are more over than them. So, I mean, what does that say?
Oh, my gosh. The Social Outcasts. I guess
They are.
But, I mean, their segment this last time was dumb on Raw. But, there's nothing going on the show. So they're like, hey, guys, run out there for it and do something stupid. All right. There you go. But anyway, so here comes the money. Shane O'Mac is back. Your thoughts, Aaron?
Andy, well, I want to ask you, because you are a huge mark for Shane McMahon. And rightfully so. I mean, like, no disrespect to him. I watched a thing on the network today, him and Kurt Angle's match. I just watched a few highlights where he goes through the glass. I mean, that is insane. You know, that really is insane. But, Andy, what are your thoughts when you heard that Shane O'Mac was back?
Oh, you have no idea. I'm watching Raw, and I'll tell you the truth. This is probably one of the only five times I've actually started to watch the pre-show on the network, and for some reason, it automatically switched over to USA on my Xbox One. Maybe it was just coincidence. I don't know. So I sat there and watched, and I was like, oh, this is boring, because I thought they were going to do something special with the award, but they didn't. All of a sudden, when I hear "Here Comes the Money," I go, "Oh my gosh!" And my son looks at me. He's like, "Huh?" Like, it was just hilarious. And I was just like, "You've got to be kidding me! It's not Shane. It's not Shane." And there you go. Shane came out. I was excited. What was really sad is that on Monday when I was watching it, I was like, "WrestleMania is going to suck." That was the first thing I thought. It's like WrestleMania is just going to suck this year. And that happens. And then, Doug, what did they announce was going to happen?
Well, I've been reading some rumors coming up into the pay-per-view. And then the last rumor I had read was that there was going to Undertaker was going to wrestle somebody who is not on the current roster. So I became very upset because I like to watch Raw an hour after it starts, because by then I can just skip through the commercial for the most part. And sure enough, the WWE app ruins Raw for me.
Again.
But I got to read the announcement of Shane O'Mac versus The Taker at WrestleMania. And the cool thing was, is they didn't put in the stipulation for the match, though, in the alert. And I think this is going to be really, really awesome to see live. And what is that stipulation, Aaron?
Yeah, knowing that Shane apparently has something in a locked box somewhere about Vince. And so what the stipulation is going to be is Shane is going to take over Raw if he wins against Undertaker. And I think that that's interesting because a lot of, you know, there's speculation of, well, you know, what could happen? You know, Shane hasn't wrestled in a long time. I do want to throw something out there, kind of a theory I have right now, which is that I don't believe that Shane is going to wrestle The Undertaker. I believe that, you know, we're hearing a lot of rumors about John Cena, who he is superhuman. He really is. And I have a feeling that Shane is the backup plan. He's plan B, but Cena's plan A. So if Cena's able to go, we are going to have Cena come back and fight in favor of Shane McMahon. And like it'll be Cena and Shane McMahon versus Taker, basically, is what it'd be. Because it's Hell in a Cell, it's, you know, no DQ, you know, so it's like you know, anyone could fight. So it'll be Cena versus Taker is what I believe is gonna happen.
Actually, I have a different thought process on this. I actually believe it's gonna be Taker, Vince versus Shane and Cena is what I think will end up happening, because you can still do Hell in a Cell, you can do tag if you want. But I think what will happen then, you can have Taker not lose. You could have him turn on Vince, and then you have, you know, I almost called it something else, but the Attitude Adjustment, I was going to call it the old name. You could have an Attitude Adjustment, Shane O'Max, Trash Can. You could do that as well. Van Terminator.
Do you think he can still do it, though?
The thing is, dude, ECW rings were like 16 by 16. WWE rings are 20 by 20. So yeah. I doubt that when he did it the one time, he barely hit the trash can. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that could happen. And RVD could barely do it. And that's in, you know, the WWE ring, not an ECW ring. So, but yeah, I think that's what will end up happening here. And I'm fine with it because it's Hell in the Cell. Never got to see that. So I'm really pumped about that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's I think the biggest thing. So, you know, obviously we are going and obviously we're incredibly excited about it. So we are going to see Hell in a Cell live. And I think that this, it doesn't save the pay-per-view necessarily, because there's a lot of things I'm excited to see. But this is something that gets me, you know, kind of more pumped for it, because to see Hell in a Cell live, and we're going to see Taker in Hell in a Cell. So we're going to see the man in his element, maybe Taker's last Hell in a Cell ever. And the possibility of seeing Shane McMahon in there, who does crazy things. So we might see him go through the top of the hell, you know, like he might, you know, who knows. Either way, I'm excited for this. I don't know what exactly is going to happen. We're going to hear more next week and in the coming weeks. Right now, they're kind of feeding us breadcrumbs, you know, leading up to the event, which I'm okay with. You know, I'm just, more than anything else, I'm just happy to see Shane McMahon back.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I actually listened to his theme song today, and I was like, yes, doing his dance. Anyways, not to get off track, I'm still pumped about that. So Dean Ambrose, something really interesting happened. If you are on Facebook, you would have seen that Brock Lesnar attacked him and threw him through a windshield. Apparently, Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose are going to go at it at WrestleMania. Here's my problem with this match. We already know Brock's going to win, and it seems that they just kind of gave Brock an opponent, and they're going to give it as Dean Ambrose. I have a huge problem with that, and I would like to hear your thoughts on that, Aaron.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily going to be Ambrose losing, because it is a street fight. It's a no holds barred street fight match, you know, so there's going to be a lot of weapons involved. I think that does help out Ambrose, because that makes him a little bit more lethal. We saw what he did, you know, at the pay-per-view, and I think that he may not be down necessarily, you know, like Lesnar's not going to necessarily use, you know, any weapons, but Ambrose is always going to have a weapon on him. And I think that helps even the odds. Doug, do you think that Ambrose stands a chance here?
I want to put it at 85 to 15 in favor of Lesnar. But what I think is key out of this match is this is a big time match. This is going to build up the character of Ambrose so much that maybe they can actually start looking at him in heavyweight title contention. to actually give him the belt. Lesnar can beat the heck out of him, but I mean, and beat him still, and it'll still build Ambrose as a fighter, as a contender, putting him up in the high card range even, which is fine. Why I had no problem with them taking the belt or the Intercontinental belt off of him. Although, if they would have been smarter enough, they would have just never given it to him in the first place and just kept him in the high card range. So
no, I agree with you there.
Yeah, and do you think that them doing the crazy gimmick with him is actually a smart route right to go right now to go with Dean Ambrose, or do you think that they're just doing this just to do it so then Brock has an opponent? Or how should I word it? Like, they're just doing Dean Ambrose. He's the crazy guy. He's going to do all these crazy things. Does that mean he's going to turn heel eventually? What do you think, Aaron?
I don't think, he could turn heel if he wanted to, but it's not necessarily the route that you would go with him right now. You know, he is a little bizarre, not like, you know, too bizarre, a little crazy, unpredictable. And I think that's good. I think that the fans like him more than, like, he is more over than Reigns by far, because the fans they're drawn to him for a different reason. You know, Reigns, unfortunately, being the corporate pick that he is, who is showing a lot of heelish tendencies, the fans are booing him. You know, we saw on Monday night when Triple H, you know, was beating the ever living crap out of him and made him bleed in quotes, you know, because there's speculation that it wasn't real blood, it was fake blood.
Oh, dude, if it's fake blood, I'm gonna be mad.
Someone had a video saying, "Oh, look, you know, he did, like, he had some capsules." Anyway,
it's on YouTube. Check it out.
Yeah. All right.
Triple H is beating the crap out of him, and there are chants saying one more time. Like, that's not good. So Ambrose, you know, sorry, and to get back to Ambrose. Ambrose is more over than him. I think that Ambrose against Lesnar is, I think what WWE is trying to say is this guy is worthy of being in a semi-main event at WrestleMania. And I think that's a good thing. I think that actually helps punch Ambrose's ticket to the title. And Ambrose would be, you know, with Money in the Bank, you know, it's going to be coming up here in, you know, 4 months or so. I believe that Ambrose and Owens are probably the two people most likely to win the briefcase, you know, or that is who they should put their money behind, are those two, because I don't believe anyone else should get that. You know, it's not AJ's time right now. You know, Kevin Owens has done a fantastic job as a heel, and Ambrose has done a fantastic job as a face. So those are the two that I would, you know, really, really look for.
Hey, Doug, was Kevin Owens on Raw?
No, he wasn't.
So your IC,
I was so disappointed.
Your IC champion was not on Raw. Okay. If Shane was the cause of it, okay, I'm fine with that. But why not have your IC champion on Raw? Aaron, can you please explain this to me?
I have no idea. Doug, obviously you're really upset about it.
I am.
What are your thoughts?
For the last, I would say, maybe 4 weeks, it always seemed like Kevin Owens was the first match after the whatever Roman Reigns segment versus the Authority segment. But it would always be that kickoff of a match, and it was always wonderful. It was a great match, whether it was him, Ziggler, or him versus Ambrose. It's been phenomenal, I'd love to say. But he kicked off Raw, and he got me in the mood to watch Raw, and then I would be bored for another 2.5 hours until finally the main event segment came back on. So to not even see him on Raw, no interview, no nothing. I mean, that was one of the things I couldn't wait to watch Raw to see who he's going to feud with and possibly have a match at WrestleMania. So I wanted to see that. I wanted to see who are they going to build up? Who are they going to give him a match, and who are they going to, what is probably going to be one of my favorite matches at WrestleMania? Who's Kevin Owens going to face? And nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And I'm very surprised that they didn't establish that, because I thought that they would have at least teased who he would be facing, because he said, oh, KO Mania, Kevin Owens Mania. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we're going to talk about, you know, how the WrestleMania card is shaping out, you know, in just a moment. But yeah, I'm very surprised at why they didn't establish in, you know, AJ Styles. We don't need to see him and Ziggler go at it a 20th time, but you know, AJ or Jericho or somebody.
I mean, if they're
make it that group match that we were even talking about earlier a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Make it that group match where it's the ladder match of Y2J, Ziggler. You have all these people. He wants to put in a number one's contenders match that nobody ends up winning because, let's say, the Wyatts break everything up. I don't know, but do something.
And that's, yeah, like I forgot about that. We're talking about it. But yeah, if they had that, you know, that dream thing, Ziggler, Jericho, AJ and Owens, and just give them a ladder and say, steal the show 30 minutes. And we're going to be like, oh, my gosh, need to use a restroom now or something. But yeah, but yeah, speaking of the Wyatts, what's going on? I don't get. What point do you say we've done enough with them? We can't do anything else with them. I like the Wyatts. I like the gimmick. I like the entrance. I think that's one of the coolest entrances they have right now. But the storytelling, what do you do with them? Do you have them go to New Day? Do you have them, you know, I don't know what you do with them. I mean, what do you think, Doug?
Honestly, if it's me booking it, I have them take the titles off of New Day. Whether that be at WrestleMania, you have their gimmick right now is that they are the wanting to be the Titans of WWE. They should have won the pay-per-view match. It always seems like they can strike fear in everybody leading up to the pay-per-view, but as soon as the pay-per-view starts, it's we're going to lay down now. But I just I don't know. I want to see Bray in the high card range going for the title. I want to see Roman and Harper going for the tag team titles, or maybe you throw Roman and or Luke and
Rowan.
Which one's Luke?
Luke and Rowan going for tag.
Rowan and Braun can go for the tag and put Luke in for the Intercontinental or the US title. Something where they just dominate the whole spectrum of titles. Like, they bring everything in. We are the destruction. We are the destruction. We're going to rebuild WWE in our image. Bring in Sister Abigail for the Divas title. Do that. Just absolutely own WWE. They can run that storyline. Everybody would be kind of happy with it. And you can still have, you know, Roman Reigns has got to build it up and beat the bad guy down and take over, and everybody's going to be happy when no one's going to be happy. But
well, and Doug, you said the magic word there, which was Roman Reigns. And he, of course, won at Fastlane, as obviously we all predicted. He got a very mixed reaction. Lesnar and Ambrose got cheers, and it's really funny to see your top babyface get all the boos, but it, you know, it happens. So, you know, he is going to be taking on Triple H at WrestleMania. So it's his second main event in 2 years. My question, Andy, is WWE, are they dumb? Like, are they just, hey, no. It's only the smarks that are booing him. Or do you think that they have a grander plan in mind of how they're handling Reigns?
That's a tough one, because no matter how I look at this, the WWE is basically thinking, oh, they're booing because it's just like John Cena. And that's what I think they're trying to do, because they've been trying to make him a John Cena. And the one thing is that we will boo John Cena, but we respect him enough that when he's gone, it's kind of sad. But we also know that if he puts on a good match, we're going to have to clap for him and say, that this is awesome. We're gonna have to, you know, yell that. With Roman Reigns, I don't think we even have to say that. I think we're all in agreement. We're like, I'd rather get a newspaper out and just purposely put it up and say, I would rather read this newspaper than to watch you wrestle or chuck a beer at him, you know. I guess to me, you can put him down our throats, and you may have a couple people like, oh, they cheer for him. But even Doug said at Royal Rumble, people were booing him. They didn't care. They're like, oh, he's there. I bet you at Fastlane,
Is this their strategy?
Their strategy is like, oh, they'll like him like John Cena. The little kids will like him. He'll sell some merchandise.
Well, Doug, let me ask you, because you were there live for Royal Rumble. Obviously, you watched Fastlane, saw the boos, you know, you heard. I mean, is this a strategy there? It's because they knew that AJ was going to get more over at Royal Rumble. They knew that AJ was going to get the cheers and Roman was going to get the boos. So do you think that this is their strategy going into Mania, that they want him to get this nuclear heat in order to turn him heel?
No, I think they are falling over themselves with not. I think they're trying to just force it so much. They fully do not understand or comprehend the idea that, hey, we got this guy that's getting a lot of boos. Well, he's getting a great reaction, so he must be popular. I mean, he's not New Day. New Day's funny. People love to boo New Day. People love to boo Roman Reigns because they just don't want him. Absolutely do not want him. I mean, it was hilarious because they were trying to do the up close camera with Triple H and on Monday, and you saw everybody booing him, cheering one more time. I mean, they can't edit that sound. They can edit the far camera sound, but they can't edit the up close one. And when you see the people in the background constantly cheering when Triple H is hitting him, booing when Roman Reigns gets a comeback, this is the time. I mean, I would hope and pray that they would have some grand scheme to turn him heel. The problem is, you don't turn Roman Reigns heel against Triple H. You can't. Triple H is a heel.
How are you going to turn though?
No, because I think people are so sick of the authority that the idea of Shane O'Mac coming back and taking over Raw has a lot of people excited.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the way that they're going with this anyways, you can try a double turn. You can't do it because if Triple H is basically, when at WrestleMania, he's going to be our face and Roman Reigns is going to be the heel. You can't have that double, that turn, because people don't want Roman Reigns anyways. Roman Reigns can turn heel if you want to do that, but
WrestleMania has to set up the rest of the year, basically. You know, we had Rollins win last year, and that set up the tone for WWE for the rest of the year. You know, I mean, it did. And this year, if Reigns wins, that sets the tone. And if he wins as a face, we know exactly what we're going to get. But what if for whatever reason, he starts doing heelish things and he wins, right? He uses a chair, you know, he rakes the eyes, he does a low blow, you know, he knocks out the ref and then, you know, just pounds away on Triple H, you know, to get that heel heat where it would be weird. And I don't know if this has been done before. I'm sure that, you know, somebody, you know, can correct me, but has there ever been a heel turn heel on a heel?
Huh? I cannot think of anything like that. My biggest problem though is how, in order to turn heel, you kind of almost have to have somebody that is on that verge of babyface aspects. I mean, I saw the double turn in Chicago, I think it was, with Alberto Del Rio and I can't remember who it was. Yes. Yes. And that was amazing. But then you also had Alberto Del Rio has been the face. He's also been a heel. You've had Ziggler, who has been a heel and a face. You can easily switch them out in the middle of a match. Mm-hmm. You have Roman Reigns, who has never been a heel. Mm-hmm. You have been Triple H, who has been a heel way more than he has ever been a face. I don't know. I mean, because Triple H is not going to be wrestling. I mean, it's so sad. The one thing I had, the biggest problem I had with Fast Lane was everything was predictable. The only thing I didn't get right, I think, was the Wyatts, and mm-hmm. I guess I should just choose whoever's facing them in a pay-per-view. But you're not going to have Triple H wrestling anymore until a big pay-per-view like SummerSlam. Yeah. And we can kind of see, since that's the time Rollins is going to come back, I'd love to see that match, Rollins versus Triple H. That would be a good match. But you can't have a heel turn on somebody else, or a face turn on a heel, or go to heel, unless there's somebody, unless he gets on the mic and says, I won, and it's no thanks to any of you.
Oh, so go heel afterwards?
Yeah. Unless he does a promo to go heel afterwards, I just don't see it happening.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, it, and it's tough. I mean, like, I totally get it. Like, I'm not saying that that's definitely what they should do. It's more of a, you know, I wonder, could they do something like that? And this is very much up in the air because I think WWE, I don't think they're that stupid. I hope they're not that stupid. I hope that they don't go, you know what, guys? They're booing him, but it's because they like him, you know, or they're saying,
oh,
boo
gosh,
Reigns. They're saying boo Reigns, or they're saying boo Lube that, you know, like I really hope and pray that that, you know, is the case.
It's not.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you right now. It's not. It's they have no clue what's going on. I mean, the greatest thing is watching that Rock documentary on the WWE Network and how he was supposed to come out and be this huge face, and all of a sudden everybody's booing him. What did they do with him? They turned him heel? He became popular as a heel? I would cheer for Roman Reigns as a heel. He needs to embrace the hate.
Yes.
Embrace it. We don't need another John Cena. You know, as much as I like Ambrose and his little psycho kind of crazy thing, he's not going to be another Stone Cold. Let them be who they are, but embrace the hate, embrace the cheers, embrace what is working.
Yeah, you know what he should do? If you want to really turn him heel, have him come out through the crowd and be like, and do the hands like, you guys stink. I'm not even going to come through here anymore. And then go to the ring. And then when people are like cheering, he'd be like, screw you guys. If he did something like that, I think that maybe that could make all of us change our thoughts on Roman Reigns. But anyways, but if you want to complain about it, you should get yourself a blog from HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code off the mark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to stay big on items from WWEshop.com. Now, before we get into WrestleMania matches, have they announced where they're going to have WrestleMania 33 yet?
Not yet.
This is interesting. I'm wondering. I'm getting antsy. Minnesota? Come on. Anyway, so let's talk some WrestleMania matches. So, Aaron, your favorite match going into this is going to be Triple H versus Roman Reigns. So what are your thoughts?
Yep. So why don't we do this? Because I think that we have some matches already set in stone, right? So we have Triple H and Roman Reigns, Ambrose and Lesnar, Taker and Shane, and then Charlotte versus Becky or Sasha, right? So we have some matches already set up. Now there could be some twists to them, you know, obviously with Taker and Shane, we might have some additional stuff there. But, you know, we were kind of dancing around the Wyatts. What do you do with Bray Wyatt? Because Bray needs a match. I think that if you don't have Bray in a match, if you're trying to build him up, he has to have a match at WrestleMania, and he's 0-2 so far. So he has to have a really big match, and in my opinion, a match that he wins. So, Doug, what do you do with Bray Wyatt in this situation?
What I would do is throw them all in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal and have the whole Wyatts be the last five people and then have him tell everybody to walk out. That way he wins and you have him win a big quote unquote match at WrestleMania. And then you can kind of go on like, this is the start of it. You know, we dominated this. We dominate the roster. Now we're coming for the titles.
If let's just say he had to be put in a one-on-one match, though, who would you put him against?
Good question. I would love to see a possibility. I want to see a good match. So I'm trying to think of somebody who would put on a good match with him. And the first name that popped in my mind is obviously AJ Styles. I just don't think it's the right time for that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
I don't know who I would have him face one-on-one right now because there's not much of a roster that should be at his caliber.
And Andy, what do you think?
This is going to sound really weird, but I like to see Bray Wyatt versus Batista. And I don't know why, but it sounds like it would be a decent match because, you know, Batista can wrestle and Bray Wyatt beating him would be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't do a one shot. I don't think you'd want to bring Goldberg in because I don't think there. I think he would have to face someone that's not on the main roster right now. Someone who's big, you can bring him in and then he can beat them and then they're gone. Something to, I don't know, make him look good. Like in a way, I wouldn't mind seeing Sting versus Bray because it could be an interesting match. And of course, you know, Sting would say, no, I need to put him over. But I see something like that. I don't think you'd want to bring like Randy Orton and have him wrestle him. I don't think that would be a decent match. And of course, we don't want to see Randy Orton versus Del Rio because you know how that goes.
Actually, right there, you said Del Rio. I mean, would Del Rio? I like. Don't get me wrong.
But
like,
I don't want Del Rio to lose, though. I think he should win.
I don't want to see Del Rio.
But you know, I mean, unfortunately, as sad as it is, I mean, think about it. You know, Bray can work with a face or heel. You know, that doesn't matter. Right. So. You know, if we take a look, if we had like Bray versus Sheamus or Bray versus Del Rio or even Rusev, I mean,
the Whites versus the whole League of Nations?
I mean, and you could do that too. Mm-hmm. I'm almost thinking though, if we decided to like, you know, do a one-on-one match, but you know, like you're saying a 4-on-4, obviously that's a possibility there, you know, against the League of Nations. At that point in time though, you are really cementing the Wyatts as being the face since League of Nations. I mean, they don't have the heat, but they're also the...
What about a better stable? How about the Wyatts versus the Social Outcasts?
or the New Day gets a partner and it's a four corners, 16-man tag match.
Yes.
Okay, that would be too much. I mean, there's a point where we'd have to call it, and I think that would be it.
Well, that's when you just call it the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Does Cesaro win it this year?
He's not done it, Andy.
I know. Yeah.
Quit trying to make it happen. It's not going to happen.
I want to see Cesaro.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, the Wyatts, we don't know where they're going to be at, but I do believe that the Wyatts are on the card. I think the chance of them not being there in a singles or tag team capacity is very low. You know, I think it's like a, you know, 10% chance that doesn't happen. But, you know, we'll see. Now, what about the tag titles? Doug, do you do a multi-man tag tournament, you know, a four-team, you know, tag team tournament? Or not a four-team match?
I don't know. I want to say no just because of the low amount of people they have actually to wrestle on WrestleMania. You're going to have a lot of people going to that Andre the Giant Battle Royal. You're going to lose a lot of people there. The tag titles... Honestly, there is not a tag team on here right now that should be facing the New Day for the titles. But how about Y2AJ versus the New Day?
They did just wrestle on SmackDown, though. That's the only thing.
It was a tag team, though. But you're building everybody up. And I mean, I would love to see that. But then at the same time, I almost don't see how you have the New Day win that match.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Y2J cost AJ Styles the match.
But I don't think they're going to be tagging, though. I think this is just a couple one shots, and then I think they'll be put in the IC title picture or even the US title at this point, because US title, it's on Kalisto, but we're what happens from here? I mean,
you think some of the members of the New Day will go after the US title? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're talking about the tag team title. I'm sorry, I went off a tangent. My bad. With the tag titles, you really have to have... Y2AJ is not going to do it. I believe that you're going to have Ascension, Dudley's, New Day, and Usos. I actually think that'll be the match.
Well, I agree with you with New Day and with Usos and 3D. Totally agree with you there.
Because they're feuding.
Yeah, it'll be a random team. I could actually see the Lucha Dragons get thrown in there.
That way you don't have to have a U.S. title match.
Yeah, basically. But so that's what I think will happen with the tag titles. Andy, what do you think about the U.S. or the IC title? First of all, are they both defended at WrestleMania? They should be.
I don't know about the U.S. title. I've been debating this. I think that the IC title will be the ladder match. I'm almost 100% positive it'll be a ladder match. the U.S. title, I don't know what you do with it at this point. I mean, Kalisto, he's been doing good with it. Don't get me wrong. He's defending it, but I don't want him as the U.S. champion. I think that they should have someone more powerful, not almost like a cruiserweight, but someone who's, I don't know. I would, like, Zack Ryder, I think he can get away with it. Heath Slater, maybe, but you need someone who's big, not someone who's small. That's the only way I can explain it. I think maybe.
So the U.S. title is not defended.
The U.S. title will probably not be defended, which is a disappointment.
And Doug, you probably feel the same?
I think it will be defended. I just think it'll be the pre-show match again.
Okay.
And part of the pre-show match.
Who would you have Kalisto face?
Rusev.
No.
Because we haven't had a U.S. person fight for the U.S. title in so long. Let's just not keep it. I mean, no U.S. person has held the title since John Cena, but let's keep it international. Let's just keep it. Or how about Kalisto versus the whole League of Nations? Why not?
I don't know. I don't think that it will be defended, actually. I think that this is going to be one where they just kind of let it go. I think that Kalisto is kind of fall by the wayside with the U.S. title, that they're going to kind of forget about it a little bit. But the IC title, I believe, will be defended. I don't know if it'll necessarily be a ladder match. And the reason why is because we already have Hell in a Cell. We already have a street fight. And a ladder match might be a little too much. So I kind of think that it may not be a ladder match. I think that it might be just a straight up either a one-on-one triple threat or, you know, four corners match is what I'm thinking. And I think that this is the time that you have Kevin Owens take on AJ Styles. I think they put on a hell of a match. It'll be really crazy. I don't believe that Sami Zayn is in the picture. He already had a match a couple nights before, so I don't believe that Sami will be involved. But I do believe it'll be like AJ and Owens. I could see Jericho thrown in the mix, and then maybe that's where you get Ziggler in there too, and you have four corners match. But if I were to put money on this, I would say it'd be a singles Kevin Owens, AJ.
Okay, but we're also missing something. What are they going to do with Ryback? Is he going to be on the pay-per-view? Because he's kind of like a lone wolf type deal.
Yeah, he'll be in the Battle Royal.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not have
him, the Giant Battle Royal,
him,
why not?
Face Kalisto for the U.S. title?
It's why Ryback. Have him face it? Ryback is not WrestleMania worthy. I hate to say it. All right. But if you look at the current roster right now and you are constructing WrestleMania, you obviously have your titles in there, and then you look at your marquee players like a Taker, a Triple H, a Lesnar, and if they're not in a title match, then you find a different match to put them in. Ryback is not in that name. Like, unless he had a title, he's not in that picture, you know? So he is definitely in the Battle Royal.
Do you think they're going to run two matches at the pre-show this year, or do you think they're just going to continue with Andre?
They might. I mean, they might, but you never know. I mean, you know, it might be they have a pre-show and they have a dark match, quote unquote. They could do something like that.
What we forgot about the Rock segment too. So you're gonna have the Rock.
Yeah, but we're talking about matches that could happen. I mean, well,
Rock might happen.
Rock's not.
Well, the Rock is gonna have a segment. That is true. Rock will come out and he'll have some kind of talk. Maybe he opens the show like he did a couple years ago. And for all intents and purposes, I can see The Rock coming and saving Roman Reigns to win the Garnet title. Yeah.
Oh, what about Reigns turning on Rock? That would get him over big time.
Ooh.
That would completely get him, because if Rock causes Reigns to get the title and Reigns feels like he didn't win it legitimately and then turns on The Rock and hits him with it, I would love to see that.
That would be interesting. That would pique my interest, actually, especially if he won it, takes the belt and hits The Rock with the belt, knocks The Rock out, and then grabs the mic and says something. That would be interesting.
Something along the lines of, I didn't need your help or something.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we went over a few matches. Are there any other ones that we might be missing? Obviously, we have the Battle Royal. That's already, you know, I mean, it should be confirmed. But we have a lot of, I mean, are there any other matches that could happen?
What about the second bathroom break? I mean, the second women's match.
I don't believe that they're going to have a second women's match.
They announced that they will have two at WrestleMania.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I know. That's why I turned to my buddy and I said, hey, looks like I get a second bathroom break. Now I can get that large soda at the beginning.
I did not know that they were going to do a second one. I wonder if that will change, though, because, I mean, there's so little time, and typically you only do the one women's match. So I don't know. I mean, if they do, I would imagine it would be a pre-show match. That, like, Andy, what you were talking with, like, doing two pre-show matches, if they had a second women's match, it would be a pre-show.
Because
I don't know who else would be in it.
But here's what I really want.
Total Divas match.
Really, really want an NXT match. Not on WrestleMania, but on the pre-show. I really want that.
We're going to see NXT 2 days before that.
But I think that everyone should see NXT on the pre-show. If you had that on the pre-show, I believe that people were like, whoa, like some, you know, the five people who don't have the, you know, that are fans that don't have the network, they'd be like, what's this NXT stuff? Who are these guys? Who's Sami Zayn? You know,
I don't believe, because the other thing too is they're going to be wrestling a hellacious match, you know, 2 days before, you know, right. They're going to like,
did it.
He did, mm-hmm. You know, and obviously KO is a beast. This is going to be, you know, these people are going, this is their WrestleMania. It is, because we're going to be at WrestleMania. So NXT TakeOver Dallas is going to be their WrestleMania. And they are going to try to steal the show the same way they did at SummerSlam, you know, a couple nights before that. They tried to steal the show, and they did, you know. Sasha and Bayley was phenomenal. That was like top five matches of the year, probably top three match of the year. You know, like it was fantastic. So I imagine that very similarly, we're going to have a situation like that where they are going to try to steal the show. And I don't believe that they will be on anywhere on WrestleMania, in my opinion.
All right, I got a question for both of you then. Who's going to put on the better show, NXT on Friday or WrestleMania?
NXT.
Man, you didn't get to finish. Okay, so what about the Raw after WrestleMania, do you think?
NXT.
Really?
It's a 2-hour pay-per-view. They have to keep it as tight as possible. That ship has to be perfect.
No, NXT, I don't think it's going to be a 2-hour pay-per-view. I think it's going to be 3 hours. I think they're going to have, or I'm sorry, 2 hours and 45 minutes, I think is what it's going to be.
They always do 2 hours for the TakeOver stuff.
Right. So it'll be 2 hours for TakeOver, but they're going to have like a show, like some pre-show matches that I think will happen.
They do the pre-show,
and then they'll air the following week on Wednesday.
Either way, it's going to be, in my opinion, a better show. It'll be a tighter show. And that's the good thing about it.
Excellent. Excellent. So we're all looking forward to it. Last question. Does Hulk Hogan show up?
No.
I just thought I'd throw that there.
I actually had a dream that he did.
Dan Stone Cold was there, and he said, said in the Silver Dome, or whatever it was. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AltamarkAid6. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Doug Hahn and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.